You're listening to SBS News.
Dale and Kelly Liebenberg have lived in Australia for 11 years. With no connection to Ukraine, they're helping refugees the only way they know how.
We've come obviously from South Africa, so when we first arrived, we didn't really know anyone here either. So we kind of know what it feels like to not really have anyone to help, you know, kind of settle in.
They've opened their home indefinitely to the Darosh family, who fled their hometown near Odessa and made the long journey to Australia. Olga Darosh says the kindness means the world to her and her family.
For us, it's very important to meet people who don't know us, but who make for us all these things with hearts, with love to Ukraine, to us. It's so amazing, it's so excited, it's wonderful.
So far, more than 1,500 Australian families have offered Ukrainians accommodation, as well as housing. Education is also a pressing issue for the new arrivals. Ina Ilyenko was forced to escape her home in Donetsk in 2014, only to flee her new home in Kyiv last month, leaving behind her husband and parents. Finding schooling for her 8-year-old son was only made possible through volunteers.
Today my son go to Ukrainian school, and he communicate with friends, he find new friends. It's very, very important for him because it's only 8 years old.
But plenty more help is needed, with more than 5,000 temporary visas approved for Ukrainians. More than 700 people have already arrived and have been welcomed at meet-and-greet events organised by the Ukrainian community. Andrew Mincinski from the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales says the gatherings are crucial to help build a sense of belonging.
Here, we provide them an opportunity to meet other Ukrainians, to hear Ukrainian being spoken, and to make them realise they're not alone, that Australia stands with Ukraine, and that, you know, together, you know, we will... Yeah, Ukraine will prevail.
Dale Liebenberg says for him and his wife Kelly, solidarity and compassion is what prompted them to act.
At the end of the day, we're all humans and we're all connected. So, you know, if something's happening, you know, so far away from us, we're all impacted by it in some way. So, yeah, as Kelly mentioned, it's the least that we could do. And you know, if we can do more, we certainly will.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.